Going to start on campus, where UNC police are searching for a pair of suspects after the iconic old well was vandalized over the weekend. Police say part of the historic structure was pushed over sometime between late Saturday night and early Sunday morning, causing about $3,000 in damage. There's a photo of the two suspects on our website, chapelboro.com. UNC police want to hear from you if you have any information. In the meantime, the old well fountain is now back in place, but the water's been turned off until it's fully repaired. Over now to Carrboro, where town officials announced two big hires last week, a new town manager to replace Richard White after he left in November, and a new town clerk to replace Wesley Barker after he left in October. With more on the two new hires, here's 97 on the Hills, Brighton McConnell.
Mayor Barbara Fushi can hardly contain her glee when talking about Carrboro's choice for its latest town manager, Patrice Tony. Fushi and the rest of the Carrboro Town Council formally approved Tony's hiring last Thursday after an extensive search conducted by an outside firm. The mayor said the process took longer than expected because some of the town's top choices dropped out, causing the search firm and council to hold more rounds of interviews. But Fushi said it's a good thing they did.
So it was more of it went on behind the scenes than what it looks like, because it wasn't just straight through. You know, we had a couple of iterations of that. But I'm happy, because otherwise, if we hadn't had that second iteration, we would have not have found Miss Tony. And, you know, she submitted her application. You know, the council was very impressed with her, and it was a unanimous vote to bring her in.
Tony has served as the assistant city manager for Winston-Salem since July 2021 and was also tapped to briefly hold the interim manager role. She's got an expansive career in local government, having worked with the city since 2016 as its budget and evaluation director, and working for Forsyth County before that. While her recent work focuses on government finances, Tony previously worked for the county and city in public health roles, such as an outreach supervisor, an adolescent health consultant, and a communications specialist for the police department. Fushi said that breadth of experience across 25 years stood out to her.
I remember looking at her resume and just thinking like, wow, you've really come up through the ranks.
While she helped handle city budgets more than $500 million for Winston-Salem, Fushi said she believes Tony's perspective will be helpful despite Carrboro's budget being a fraction of the size.
I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, because when I look at what she was over in Winston-Salem, you know, with the budget, you know, the size of the budget, it gives me great comfort. And I think she can come here, you know, and definitely work with a smaller budget, potentially bring in more ideas.
Earlier in the week, the town of Carrboro also announced its selection and the start of Lamar Joyner in the town clerk role. While less hands-on for all town staff like the manager, the clerk position is critical for handling council matters and operations. Fushi said she believes Joyner's communication style, blended with his experience as a county clerk for Buncombe County, will make for a good fit.
You work with town staff. You also liaise with the mayor and the town council, so you've got six different personalities and things going there. But you're also in touch with the community. That very even temperament that he brings with him, not easily rattled, as he deals with community, town staff, and the mayor and the town council. And I think really that is just like a great asset to have.
While Joyner has already begun his position effective last Monday, Tony will formally join the town as town manager on May 6th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Elsewhere in local government, Orange County commissioners meet in the Witted Building tonight at 7. Commissioners will hear recommendations for staff benefits, including health insurance. They'll vote on a resolution declaring their intent to move forward with a $300 million school bond referendum on the November ballot. County Manager Bonner Hammersley will present her 10-year capital investment plan, and commissioners will get an update on the upcoming property revaluation that's set for 2025. Get a link to the full agenda on our website, chapelboro.com. Orange County officials also announced some big news last week, the opening of a new 24-hour recycling drop-off site at the Jones Ferry Road park-and-ride lot just west of Carrboro. County Commissioner James Etta Bedford talked about that last week when she was on 97.9 The Hill.
You know, the University Mall site had to close down with all the construction going there. We hadn't had a site I mean, almost everybody in the county actually has the blue bins where you can get either weekly or every other week recycling pickup. But a lot of the multifamily units may not. And we know sometimes people are just cleaning and they have a load and or they separate out their glass, which we really love because we can make money on glass. I wanted to make sure people know that. A lot of people don't know it. If you will, you know, have another box, cardboard box is good because then you can recycle it too. No plastic, and separate your glass and bring it to one of these centers, then it's in Wilson. There's a facility that literally recycles the glass. People always wonder, are you really recycling it? Yes, we are. And we wait until there's a full truck and drive it down there so we save on vehicle miles. We don't want to counteract our recycling with climate gases.
That's James out of Bedford there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Finally, some positive news from Raleigh. Governor Roy Cooper yesterday announced a big health care milestone following the expansion of Medicaid at the start of December. Cooper says more than 400,000 more North Carolinians have enrolled in Medicaid in the 4 months since the program was expanded to cover more residents. That's more than 1,000 new enrollees a day. State officials are hoping to enroll 600,000 new residents in all by the end of next year. And it's 6:19, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston. More news from the transfer portal as we head into the offseason for Tar Heel basketball. On the women's side, forward Ali Zelaya announced yesterday that she's hitting the portal for her fifth year of eligibility, joining Paulina Paris, who announced her own plans to transfer last week. Zelaya averaged 2 points a game off the bench in her 4 years at Carolina. Biggest game was back in February when she scored 12 in an upset win over NC State. Of course, the UNC men's basketball season is over as well, leaving the same question we always ask every offseason: where will the Tar Heels go from here? Before the season ended, Brandon Marks of The Athletic spoke with 97.9 The Hill about head coach Hubert Davis and the way he's shaping the program with his coaching style, with an emphasis on preparation and execution.
I think the biggest thing that separates Hubert Davis from Roy Williams, from Bill Guthridge, from Dean Smith, because obviously there are a lot of similarities, is he has something that none of those three men had, and that's legitimate NBA experience. And we saw it in the Michigan State game, especially in the second half. We see it in the way that North Carolina approaches scouting. That NBA experience continues to pay dividends and shapes the way that Hubert Davis coaches this team. You know, as I wrote in that story off the Michigan State game, North Carolina found one play, floppy punch, and just basically spanned it over and over again in the second half because it could. And that is a very NBA-like tendency, is if you find a mismatch to continue exploiting it. I think the fact that Pat Sullivan, who is an assistant with the New York Knicks, him coming back onto the staff, I think Hubert has relied on him a lot more this season. And again, like I said, it's just a much more NBA-like approach to scouting, to creating mismatches, to hunting those, to going back to that well. All of those things, to me, and just from a strictly basketball perspective, that's probably the biggest way I think Hubert Davis has started to differentiate himself from obviously those three legendary UNC coaches.
That's Brendan Marks of The Athletic speaking there. Elsewhere in sports, individual honors are in for several athletes. In baseball, UNC's Parks Harbor is your ACC Player of the Week and D1 Baseball and Perfect Game National Player of the Week after hitting 6 home runs and 17 at-bats to lead Carolina to 4 straight wins, including a weekend sweep of Wake Forest. In wrestling, UNC's Lachlan McNeil has been named a Scholar All-America for the second straight year by the National Wrestling Coach Association. And big congratulations to Miranda Crump, the athletic trainer at Carrboro High School. Daily Tar Heel reporting the State Athletic Directors Association has named her as the North Carolina Athletic Trainer of the Year. In baseball, tonight is the home opener for the Durham Bulls. They're hosting Jacksonville in the D-Bat for Game 1 of a 6-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35. And finally, some business news if you're a golf fan. We've got an opening date now for the new Top Golf location off Page Road in Durham. Mark your calendars for April 12th. That's a week from this Friday. It'll be Top Golf's 99th location in the world.